one more halakha on the laws of Borer so we can finish them up. There is a case where Borer can only be done if the usage is la'altar. It's for immediate use. Even if you're taking ochem etok psolet, but it's got to be done for immediate use. Well, the question is, you have a pile of forks and spoons and knives, and now one wants to set the table on Friday night after the dinner, wants to set the table for the lunch that's coming up the next day. And the way they set it up is he's taking, let's say, all the forks first, then he's taking all the knives, then he's taking all the spoons, let's say. So he's taking clearly ochel from the psolet. At this point he wants, you know, the knife and the spoon, whatever he's taking. So he's selecting. He's looking for the one that he wants. No problem. You can take what you want from what you don't want. Problem is, that selection is being made for lunch tomorrow morning. You're setting the table, you're not going to eat until lunch the next day. So is it permissible in that case over there to select the good from the bad for a lunch the next day? So Rabbi Shlomo Miller has again here a very interesting gedid that when we say usage, the usage is explained by the function of the item that you're being borer, what its primary function is. Well, of course, seemingly the primary function of cutlery is to eat with it. And since you're not eating with it till the next day, so therefore that would sound like it's borer le'achar zeman, which is a problem. However, he says that cutlery has a different function as well. It's for what's called yipuya shulchan, to make the table nice. That in itself, we put the fork on one side and the knife on the other side, and then when you have a table that's set, it brings beauty to the table and to the house. And he says that's a purpose within itself, and therefore that would be considered a le'altar benefit to a to this cutlery. So therefore, you would be able to make that selection of ochem etok psolet and set the table, even though you're not going to use it, because you used it already. The fact that you set the table and you made the table nice, yipuya shulchan, is considered a final function in itself. As opposed to, he says, if let's say in a similar case, you would have a bunch of cutlery mixed up, again, where there's a borer issue, and you select from the pile a knife. Again, we're not talking about where you took the knife from the drawer. If you took the knife from the drawer, there's no borer. Well, they're mixed up. You know, you cleaned the dishes on Friday night, and they're all mixed up, and you're looking for a knife, bing, and you pull the knife out. Okay, so you took the ochre from the psolet, no problem. That's what you needed. And you're doing that in order to cut the roast. You want to cut the roast, but the roast you're not going to eat until, you know, the next day. So he says, cutting a roast is not a final purpose in itself. Purpose of the cutting of the roast is so you can eat it. And the eating comes much later on. So that would be a case of borer, ochem etok psolet, but for la hazeman, which would be a problem. Another application we'll conclude with this would be doing a jigsaw puzzle on Shabbat. Assuming that, let's say, you're making puzzles on Shabbat, and you're getting around mukseh and all this other stuff, but we're looking at it from borer. So how do you make a puzzle? You're taking pieces. This piece I need, let's say you take all the corner pieces, or this piece I need, so take an ochel from the psolet, let's say. However, if you're not finishing the puzzle that day, the purpose of the puzzle is to finish the puzzle, not to keep it half made, so therefore you're doing bored, let's say, even if it's ochel from the psolet, but it's for lahar zeman, the purpose is to end it. So therefore one would have to, because so making a puzzle runs into big problems of bored, because a lot of times you can't take the wrong piece. That would probably fall into the category of you're just looking for the right one, which is ochel and which is psolet. But the problem is, since you're not finishing the puzzle immediately, you might finish it the next day. So then he says that would might be a problem of borer lahar zeman. The last case is he was mahmir, and you could, I guess, argue on this, but he said that one should not play with the Rubik's Cube on Shabbat either, because the fact that you're putting the red on one side and you're moving the green to the other side, so the green over here is the psolet, you're getting rid of it to put it on the other side, so you're running into a problem of potential borer playing with the Rubik's Cube. Again, that's his opinion. You could probably look at it a different way, but that's the way it was.